10-13-22. Wednesday, yes, Stu Crew, and his hump day, let's freaking go. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, but the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
No, it doesn't.
This is God's platform.
Yes, it is.
Glory be to God Almighty. Praise Jesus. We are looking and digging and searching for answers. So many unanswered questions, like,
why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Why?
Instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere.
Applause, please.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, July 13th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, you knew a segment on this had to be coming. 3 years ago, we learned a whole lot about Hunter Biden's corrupt business arrangements. How Burisma paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for a job that he had zero qualifications for. Just so that that corrupt energy company could peddle for influence of his father, the sitting vice president. 2 years ago, we learned some gory details of Hunter's sick drug use and sex escapades, of course. We learned how he bought hookers with his dad's, Joe Biden's, credit card, and a former Secret Service agent had to race down to retrieve it. Last year, we saw more corruption. We saw the press babbling about Hunter's budding art career. He put some elementary cruddy finger paintings on auction for prices at five or six figures, and it was clear exactly what that was. De facto bribes for the first family. But the press didn't care, of course, and the White House just lied about it flagrantly. But now we have more. Some hackers at 4chan have penetrated Hunter Biden's iCloud account. They have found even more disgusting photos and videos of Hunter using drugs and cavorting with prostitutes, and of course, both at once. And we have photos of him with a girl who looks like his underage niece. In some of the photos, it looks like the girl's using drugs with him, and honestly, there might be even worse going on. But that's just the depraved personal behavior. We now have mountains of evidence about Hunter's corrupt business dealings, too. We have ironclad proof that Hunter Biden and his associates made more than $30 million doing business directly with the Chinese government. If we had a real government at all, this is what the FBI would be investigating instead of torturing Jan 6 defendants in solitary confinement in the gulag in D.C. This stuff actually matters. So, of course, they'll ignore it forever. Hell, some of them are probably on the payroll. Most of them, actually. In April, the UK's best news source, the Daily Mail, reported that a whistleblower had come into possession of 450 gigabytes of deleted material from Hunter's old laptop. That whistleblower's name is Jack Maxey. So what does the deleted information show? Well, it shows Hunter Biden selling out this country over and over again on behalf of China. And no, we don't think that Hunter is some diehard communist. He's not smart enough. He's just in it for himself. More money to buy more drugs and more hookers, more illicit riches to fuel his revolting life. But Hunter's drug habits and habits with prostitutes, while noteworthy, are only noteworthy because of who his father is. Hunter is a product of his father. Family is the smallest form of government. And if you just step back and look at how depraved both of his kids are and how obviously disturbed are, you note there is some social and cultural issues here that we need to look at. But the Biden laptop story really isn't about the prostitutes or the drug addiction that the president's son suffers from. We certainly hope that he manages to get those issues checked for his own sake, but no. The Biden laptop scandal is about something far deeper. The Biden laptop scandal is about getting to the bottom of the Biden family's apparent business relationships with China. A relationship Joe Biden has thus far denied, a denial that's been proven to be false after a voicemail from Joe to Hunter was revealed on an iPhone backup, which was saved to the laptop from hell. But for 2 years, conservative media has been focused on hookers and blow. Why? Because you're watching a movie. They refuse to delve into the serious national security implications of the material on this laptop. Hannity, the shot shill, and the fake conservative inside the Beltway media just give you another, imagine if a Republican did this take, but here on this program, on the Stu Peters Show, we are looking to move the ball. Okay, so we know the Bidens have business relationships with China. You remember, don't you? 10% for the big guy, right? Back when they were chaired by Republicans, the Senate Finance and the Senate Homeland Security Committees each initiated investigations into the Biden laptop scandal, as well as the foreign lobbying activity Hunter appeared to be actively pursuing. The result of Hunter's whoring himself out to China produced big paydays, totaling at least $11 million. In early 2017, just after Biden and Obama left the White House, State Energy HK sent $6 million to Robinson Walker LLC, controlled by Rob Walker, a Hunter Biden business partner. In June of 2017, Hunter Biden emailed asking for $10 million in seed money for Sinohawk Holdings. In August of 2017, Hudson West received a $5 million wire from CEFC, Hunter Biden law firm Owasco, nearly $5 million. In fact, Hunter Biden was offered $10 million a year by high-ranking Chinese energy industry executives just to make introductions. If that is not peddling influence, I don't know what is. Some of these Chinese industry executives even ended up being arrested themselves by the Chinese government on corruption charges, but not the Bidens. In tallying up the staggering amount of money, the mainstream media, like NBC, will of course leave out China monies paid to Hudson West or Robinson Walker, but we won't. Lion Hall Consulting is another business front controlled by the scandal-plagued Biden family. This one is owned by nightclub owner Jimmy Biden, Joe's brother. And if it weren't possible for all of this to get even more despicable and dangerous, the Biden family is evidently dealing directly with the spy chief at the Chinese government. That's right. According to Hunter, one of the Chinese officials, Hunter, was working through, was the head of the espionage and intelligence community in China. It's just unbelievable. You know, as we step back from these layers on layers of scandal a bit, it's worth considering these are not small sums of cash, but it's also not as much cash as one might think the entire future of the United States is worth, considering just 10 or 20 million is all it costs to buy out President Joe Biden and his entire family to ensure that they sell America out to the lowest bidders in the Chinese energy and intelligence world. But there are very few outside the conservative media even willing to cover this scandal. And there are fewer still willing to put their lives and honor on the line to make sure that this story gets out in its entirety. One of those brave men is Jack Maxey. When he appeared on Tucker Carlson's Fox show, Maxey told Tucker that he found 100,000 extra emails that nobody else had seen on the laptop, plus about 80,000 images or videos. Fascinating stuff, and I don't recommend that you go look at it. But what did Jack actually find? We're hoping to find out at least some of that right now. Jack Maxey joins us. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I know that you're looking at this entire scandal through a different lens than most other media entities. Some folks in the media are looking for clicks or the next big story to publish and get clicks and likes to make memes with. But you've been involved in trying to get this information out to the proper authorities since at least October of 2020. And as you've rightly noted, 4chan, which has aided and abetted the Q drops by hosting them and leaving them there for ages, has removed the Vince Kaufman laptop post. Is that, in your eyes, proof that 4chan is run by the feds?
Yes, 4chan has been an operation of U.S. intelligence for some time. They use this to monitor the fools, like my ex-programmer who released that stuff to 4chan, so that they can understand what's going on. And proof again is this is the only thing they've ever removed. They leave everything else up there. I mean, if they were putting up defamatory things about you, they'd leave it up there. But as soon as it's truth concerning one of their princelings, Hunter Biden, who U.S. intelligence has to protect, because if he goes down, they go down. He was protected by everybody from Louis Free to Brennan, Clapper, Panetta, and Hayden, who wrote that letter on the 19th of October in Politico declaring this in their best estimation, their little weasel words, an fabrication of Russian intelligence. We opened up this book and they all go down.
So on today, July 13th, 2022, are there any American law enforcement officials that you're aware of that are actually investigating the criminal evidence on this laptop?
Yes, there are. There's some brave constitutional sheriffs that I've been in contact with. Some who we contacted for whatever reasons decided to back out, but I think I have more than a dozen of hardcore American patriots who are not controlled by federal law enforcement, who have constitutional roles to protect the Constitution and the people of this country, and along with their help, So I can go through the 80,000 images. The first dozen images that we looked at when I stopped were pictures of young girls doing highly sexualized things to each other through their clothes, but definitely trending very, very badly. And they were on Hunter's erased side of the disk. Now, remember, he had 28,000 images on the disk that he didn't erase. There are now 80,000 more, including dozens and dozens of videos. That bit that my ex-programmer, Vincent Kaufman, released on Saturday night, and all pleas against my wishes. Number one, I don't think it's Vincent who broke into the cloud. I believe that was some people who did it a year ago, because I believe people representing federal law enforcement tried to entrap me to get me to look at it. And I said very clearly, that's a violation of federal law and I would never do that. And I hope they get arrested, but it's terrifying stuff. I mean, yes, Hunter has betrayed the entire country. And I think your listeners would be interested to know that I gave this to Washington Post June 16th last year, Daily Mail March 3rd, Sweden in January, because they had a spy inside their embassy complex where the princeling Hunter had an office at Swedish House in on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. I gave it to Chuck Grassley and the minority members on the Judiciary Committee last July 8th. If Chuck Grassley had walked out on July 9th and said, we have Hunter Biden's laptop and held it up and showed the world, we wouldn't have had Afghanistan. Blinken would not have pushed the borders of Ukraine to the Russian frontier. We wouldn't have Ukraine. We wouldn't be looking at millions and millions of starving Africans that is beginning right now in Somalia and northern and western Kenya. And all of this has been done to protect the Bidens, but the reason they have a protection racket is because the FBI and the CIA cannot allow him to go down because they go down with him. And I'll throw in State Department and the Department of Justice and DHS inside that same package.
The entire dialect, the whole fake movie script that we're watching goes down right along with Hunter Biden.
Yes, indeed.
There's a lot that we can talk about. I hope that you'll come back soon and discuss the entirety of this saga in a longer format interview soon. But some of that would include the compressed data on the laptop, how your team discovered it, how you decompressed it, how you ended up in Switzerland, Vince Kaufman, his wife, Kim.com, all of this stuff. I think all of that matters and how we got here matters, but I want to move past a lot of that for today and just focus on what's next. So in finding remedies and executing plans to exact those remedies, what are the next steps as you see it that you're working on today to make sure that the American people begin to see the justice that they deserve?
Under advisement by one of the best child protective lawyers on planet Earth, I realized quite early on that I needed color of law to be able to look at these images, because I would be obligated in every geography on planet Earth to turn it over to law enforcement. And I wanted to be able to catalog the written material first. Now, the only place you don't have to turn it over is in China, because they don't have any laws protecting children. And I think we're going to find child pornography on there. And if we do, we're going to turn it over to Interpol. And that will mean that Hunter can never enter international airspace for the rest of his life. And it's a start. And then my intelligence team, we are going to start curating stories for the media, both U.S. and globally, because they don't do their jobs. And we will stake our reputations on the veracity of our product. And if we can raise enough money, we are literally going to influence map this thing in the exact same way with the same professionals that they would have used and who they used. Quite frankly, there are thousands of people retired from U.S. intelligence who are just waiting to tell their stories, but they can't do it alone. And I hope I give them courage to step forward. We're going to go and influence map this from Argentina to Kazakhstan, and we're going to take down governments and corrupt business leaders and corrupt representatives inside our own government. And I'm glad and honored to be able to have led this program. It's a wonderful thing as far as I'm concerned. I don't care how much risk I've put myself in. I've spent all my life savings. My parents have spent over $100,000 on this thing. But we need to save America, because it's worth it.
I agree. Why you? I mean, how did you come into all of this?
Well, I was original co-host of War Room Pandemic with Steve Bannon. I'd been his sort of head of research for a while. I was the first guy to discover the SARS outbreak in China. That's why we did the show. I discovered it on late Christmas night in the early hours of the 26th of December. And anyone who watched that show would know that Rudy was a very dear friend. Rudy Giuliani is a great American. And look what they've done to him. That's how you know he's a great American, because they attacked him. What happened to all the other people talking cracking? Nada. And so he came to us in maybe the second week of October, early in the second week, and said, listen, I've got what I believe is a copy of Hunter Biden's laptop. You guys got to take a look at it. Come to New York. And Steve said, no, we can't do that. Send a copy to Maxie and he'll look at it. And that's what they did after first taking a copy to the Child Protective Unit at the Delaware State Police. And we now I learned from Bernie Carrick 2 months ago that they handed it over to the FBI. And if anyone wants to know where all those copies that the FBI has, they're sitting in the CIA group, which really is the CIA group inside the FBI, so that they can violate the statutes on surveilling Americans in their office next to NSA in the Baltimore airport.
And the FBI, I'm not going to get too far into this, but they don't even have a freaking charter. Okay. This is like a self-appointed, bureaucratic appointed. Yeah. You guys go and do this. And these people are making up fake charges, launching fake investigations, jailing people under fake pretenses. They're a completely fake organization, actually. So, but there are real people out there. You're talking to over a dozen sheriffs on this, and you said that a few have backed out. We hope that the rest won't, and we want more to come on board. So what else will it take to get the evidence on the laptop collated and synthesized and into the right hands, ostensibly members of the law enforcement community, so they can begin to investigate these crimes and indict Biden and all of the other perpetrators of the crimes that there's evidence for on this laptop?
Well, first, we're going to need the color of law to go through those 80,000 images and videos. And I want people to know, I've been offered millions of dollars to give that to the porn industry. I have not. I have not taken a single dollar for any of this, because I want people to know that my motives are 100% pure. I've already offered my life and an oath to this Constitution and this country. And I'm not going to stop. They chose the wrong guy to give the laptop to. Now, what bothers me is there's a dozen other prominent people who got this laptop at the same time. And as far as I know, none of them did anything.
Well, they're looking at it through a different lens. And they're burying it. And they're probably involved. And they're probably on the payroll, as I mentioned in my open today. But you're looking at this scandal through a different lens than obviously the mainstream media has given us, which is all hookers and blow. How long was it that they were reluctant to actually confirm that this was a real story? So in your opinion, through the correct lens, can you detail some of the more egregious crimes that you're aware of that you have stumbled across on this thing?
Well, here's a perfect example. You remember when Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson came out in January and said, oh, we found a email that says that Hunter did not take Secret Service to Kazakhstan in June of 2014. I revealed that before the election, before Brennan Clapper, Hayden Panetta, and the complicit United States media and global media shut it all down. And what he did not reveal, what they did not reveal, and I'd like to know why, is that the second part of that email was the purpose of the trip to Kazakhstan. Number one, it was to have a birthday party for Devin Archer, thrown by Massimov, who is at the time was the head of state security and prime minister. So they're having a party with basically Kazakhstan's KGB. And number two, Massimov was going to circle up the best oil and gas leases so that Hunter and Devin could sell them to CNOOC, Chinese National Offshore Oil Company. This is a wholly owned entity of the Chinese Communist Party. This was in 2014. His father was president. Don't tell me State Department, FBI, CIA did not know about this. They did know. Why were they silent? I have to think that everyone's on the take. And certainly you can look back at half the ambassadors to China. They're all on the take right now. There are vast criminal conspiracies throughout this thing. There's a guy named Jeff Cooper, Eudora Global. Jeff, you're a lawyer. Come after me, because I got the witnesses, pal, who runs this company, Eudora Global. That's a side gig. His main gig is suing American corporations for asbestos and note Joe Biden extended that for 10 years. I guess that's why Jeff Cooper will cut $50,000 for Hunter when he's run out of cash on a crack bender. I guess it's why he'll give Bo Biden no-show jobs. And I'm a little tired of protecting Bo. You know, I don't want to talk about the dead, but let's think about it. This is like Tom Hayden in the Mafia. You put your one son into the Delaware Attorney General's office, where all of these LLCs and special purpose vehicles that they use to launder the money, including Lionhall, including Owasco, including all of the ones that are named for Finger Lakes upstate New York, they're all registered in Delaware. Pretty convenient, don't you think? Yeah. And let's also not forget Joe Bo Biden founded the Child Protective Unit in Delaware. What did they do to protect his daughter? Nothing. They didn't even do a welfare check on this girl when they were given the evidence that he was being abused by Hunter. And when I say abused, in writing, because Hunter discusses this with his lawyer, his therapist, anyone who will listen. The mother accuses Hunter of sexting the little girl, of masturbating in front of her, of smoking crack in front of her, of watching pornography in front of her. To my knowledge, she has never recanted, even though on tape, Hunter tries desperately to do it. Now, he also put spyware on all of his family's phones. We have five other copies of family members' phones that we perceive that he opened up as an app developer function, which essentially eliminates all of their security portions of an iPhone. And he was tracking every text, every movement, every phone call of his own family. Why? Because he was afraid he was going to get, you know, publicly accused of this. And he also thought he was going to go down because the Chinese communists would kill him. Remember his two partners at CAFC, Yi Jianming, he sleeps with the fishes. We thought Patrick Ho was in the same situation, but he came back 2 weeks after Joe Biden's inauguration with Jack Ma runaway bride eyes, you know, with a 1,000-yard stare, having spent that time in a guest house being re-educated. This is deadly serious. Inside CEFC, Hunter had a secretary named Jackie Bao, J-A-Q-I-B-A-O. He was also sleeping with her. She's the one who said, oh, I have your doggy tag. This guy gets kicked out of the Navy and he has the gall to wear dog tags. And Jackie Bao is the son of a guy named, or the illegitimate daughter of a guy named Wang Shishong, who is the Heinrich Himmler of China. He's the number two. He runs the Uyghur camps. He runs the anti-corruption program. He runs intelligence. This is his daughter. Why does she have U.S. citizenship? Because the elite of China come to the United States, including all the senior Communist Party members, to give birth to their children and get an instant U.S. passport. That has to change too. This is the tip of the iceberg. There is so much in this that people can't imagine. That little Eudora Global company, they run a grift called Citizens Rx. It's a pharmacy benefits corporation. Their clients are people like the Teamsters, LSU University. There are emails to Hunter saying, hey, can you get your dad to talk to the governor of Arkansas and the governor of Louisiana? Because, you know, we can make real book on this if he gets on board. They also have an online gambling operation in Peru. Anybody watch Ozarks? It's called Ocho Rio or Ocho Rio Gaming. Both Joe Biden and Harry Reid, Harry Reid's son, Key Reid, has the same deal as Hunter. I guess he's just not a crackhead who lost his Apple laptop. The other thing is Key Reid and Hunter ran a company in Beijing called Radix. Radix has an office manager named Xiao Ying. I've released this many times, an email from Eric Schwerin, the guy who ran the broker-dealer, saying, hey, we got to get together with Xiao Ying because her husband could be enormously helpful with Metabiota. We now know Metabiota was in those labs in Ukraine inside the Wuhan lab. Well, her husband is a guy named George Gao, or other sometimes known as Fu Gao, one of the leaders of the Chinese CDC. Yes, people, we were just as culpable for COVID as the Chi-Coms. Now, was it done on an official level, or did those, you know, Frankenstein scientists we had in that Wuhan lab do something on their own? I don't know. But we just heard a few days ago that U.S. intelligence says, yeah, this was lab created.
We've been calling that for quite some time. U.S. lab created, intentionally released. We're talking bioweapons crimes, financial crimes, betrayal, potentially treason. Louis Free and our communist State Department figure into all of this. Jack Maxey is digging into it. Keep us updated, and I hope that you'll come back for a more long-form interview as you deal with these sheriffs. And we pray that if there is a constitutional sheriff anywhere in this country, how do people help? How would a sheriff in my jurisdiction, for example, find you and say, I'm in?
Well, they can call you, number one, and you can give them my number. But I'm hopeful that in about 30 minutes or 45 minutes, I'm going to be on a conference call with 12 of them. Our plan is to go to an extra large state in the southern part of America on an extra large property. And initially, I'm going to take five intel guys with me, and a sixth who is an incredible China expert who spent 40 years protecting this country. And we're going to go through the images, and we're going to start curating stories for the U.S. media and the globe. Somebody has to do something, and I am not going to quit. I made an oath. I'm not going to betray the old people who raised me, who bled for this country. When I criticized the FBI, I had an uncle who ran the office in New York, Los Angeles. He was one of the top guys. You know, I admired the FBI. Now they disgust me. My grandmother was one of the first hires at the OSS and spent her entire working career at CIA. Does not make me happy to criticize these institutions I was raised to venerate.
Well, included in your sphere of influence is this platform's entire audience, and we will use every resource we have to blast your story far and wide. You're always welcome here. Jack Maxey, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Stu. Have a great day.
Wow. All of that theft, all of that scandal, off the back of the American taxpayer who has been duped by this media to believe that we actually have freedom and liberty. It's all fake. It's all an illusion. This government is an illusion. It's pro wrestling. It's a screenplay. It's a movie. Our voting process, Republicans, Democrats, division, it's all fake. We are the dissidents. They're going to steal everything from you. Protect it with gold and silver. Call my good friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. They're helping thousands upon thousands of Americans to protect their retirement savings from this kind of theft. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD for Gold Co. Make sure that you mention that Stu Peters sent you when you call 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. It's been more than a year and a half since January 6th, and yet the insane witch hunt continues. It has to continue. This clown show is the only thing the fake regime has to keep going. You know, during the later years of communist Russia, it was obvious to everyone that the whole country was a mess. Socialism was a complete fraud. Everyone was poor except for the people in power. There were shortages of everything. Sound familiar? The country was obviously failing, so the government had to fall back entirely on bashing other countries and remembering decades-old accomplishments. So the Soviet government would bash the United States government for lynching black Americans, and they'd take credit for winning World War II and beating Hitler. That was all they had. They couldn't point to any actual recent successes. Well, now the same dynamic is going on here. Biden's fake government is a disaster. The reality is that we essentially have no border. Cops have been ordered to let criminals run wild. Pedophiles run our schools. The economy is a mess. There are shortages of everything. Our diplomats have sucked us into another fake foreign war to enrich the military-industrial complex and those in the DC Beltway. And the man supposedly in charge is barely more than a rotting child-sniffing vegetable. Well, the Uniparty props up actors called Democrats with the fake press's assistance to defend all of this, but not even they can talk about any of this. It's a calamity. And it's not just bad politics, it's terrible ratings for all of their failing fake media outlets. CNN can barely keep their lights on at this point. Their big CNN Plus startup flopped completely in less than a month. Literally, the only thing that motivates the left, the only thing that even gets them to tune in, is their volcanic hatred of Donald Trump and his voters. You. So that's why they need January 6th. It's not about actually protecting a democracy or uncovering some hidden coup attempt. It's about avoiding anything that's happening under the current administration. And it's about letting the left continue to vent their mentally ill obsession with 45. Roger Stone has refused to testify before the ridiculous House Tribunal, but yet still the tribunal is very obsessed with him. The committee's current mode of attack is to go after the Proud Boys, whom Roger has been recently friendly with. Democrat Zoe Lofgren of California told CNN's Jake Tapper that the Democrats' specific plan, listen carefully, is to draw a connection between the Trump administration and groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers in order to claim that these groups were somehow an army for Trump to overthrow the government. Roger Stone has a lot to say on all of this, and he joins us now. Roger, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, great to be here.
So is the goal here to climb the ladder to a Trump indictment?
Yeah, ultimately. I mean, the enormous hype on yesterday's hearing was that Roger Stone would be exposed as the link between the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the Trump White House. This was preceded by a lie that on January 5th, President Trump, based on hearsay, told Mark Meadows to call Roger Stone to find out what was going to happen on January 6th. No call like that ever happened. I've never spoken to Mark Meadows on the phone in my entire life. I did meet him once when he was a congressman in 2019 in a green room at Fox. Oh, but Stone was in a chat room with some Proud Boys. I posted links to articles that I had written on the Gateway Pundit. And it wasn't my chat room and I didn't control it. The whole thing is farcical because from the beginning, Stu, I said that I couldn't go to Washington, D.C. without some kind of security. The death threats, the attacks on me in public continue, ramped up by the Mueller witch hunt. And yes, a contingent from the Oath Keepers provided on a voluntary basis security for me on January 5th. That's as far as it goes. But any claim that I knew about, participated in, or even condoned any illegal act at the Capitol on January 6th is without foundation. And there is no email, no text message, no encrypted message, no phone call, no piece of documentary film evidence to the contrary. Yet the hysterical left had ramped up yesterday. This was it. We were going to find the link between Trump and this violent attack at the Capitol. The whole thing is a fraud. And yes, you're absolutely right. The target's not Roger Stone, other than the fact that I'm a longtime associate of the president. The target is Donald Trump. They are petrified about facing this man at the ballot box again. He's beaten them not once, but twice. And they can't bear the idea, particularly today, that he's poised to beat them again. They can't run on gas prices. They can't run on the food supply. They can't run on the economy with record inflation. We're a laughingstock around the world. We leave billions in military equipment on the field in Afghanistan, as well as the lives of 13 Americans. We're shipping billions to Ukraine, but we can't even seal our own border. They have nothing else to run on other than this cauldron of hate, which is exactly what it is.
Well, all of that is intentional, obviously, the open borders and the calamity that's happening here in the country. So I'm going to ask you to put on the Dr. Stone stethoscope for a second and give us the prognosis. Is a Trump indictment imminent?
I think there's an internal war going on here. Yesterday, there was an op-ed in the New York Times by the notorious Andrew Weissman. He was the de facto head of the Mueller investigation. He's the guy who covered up the murders by the mob in New York when he was a U.S. attorney. He is the guy who destroyed Enron and Arthur Anderson, only to have all those convictions overturned. He's the guy who destroyed the memory of 31 cell phones used by the Mueller contingent when they were under subpoena by John Durham. That guy, one of the most epically corrupt prosecutors in history. And he was very aggressively criticizing Merrick Garland because he's not going aggressively enough against Donald Trump. Yes, I think ultimately their goal is to eliminate Trump through a criminal indictment, probably for violation of the so-called KKK Act as a viable candidate for president in 2024. They can't beat him at the ballot box, so they seek to beat him in court.
So as the advisor role now, what would you tell President Trump at this point? How does he defeat this?
Well, I think he's already figured most of it out. First of all, I do think he needs to become a candidate. sooner rather than later, because it puts all of this in the proper context, that this is a political witch hunt yet again. Front page story in yesterday's New York Times, with one poll, a New York Times poll, of course, that shows that he is the choice of less than half the Republicans. There are two polls out today, more authoritative and respected than the Times poll, that show he is the overwhelming favorite of Republicans. So you can turn that noise off. I think he has to continue to do what he's doing. The ratings for these hearings stink. The people who are watching them already hate Donald Trump. I think he has to classify all of this as exactly what it is, completely and totally political. I do think the attorney general's got to think very long and hard about the indictment of a former president. Just for the record, Hillary Clinton and John Podesta sought to delay the certification of the Electoral College in 2016 based on their dispute over the results in Michigan, Wisconsin, and I think it was one other state. And of course, no one said it was seditious or treasonous. Again, it is the two-tiered justice system.
Well, we were on the table yesterday as well, Roger, along with you. My name was written on table notes as some sort of a talking point. I guess I don't really know why, but apparently the justification was that I was a speaker at the America First Political Action Conference. And so now, I guess, speaking in front of a room full of a couple thousand young Christian Zoomers is sedition or conspiracy to overthrow a government?
Yeah, this is a new phenomenon where constitutionally protected political activity, including speech, is classified as seditious or treasonous. I'm sorry, I gave a speech on the night of the 5th. They played a bite of it. And I expressed my apocalyptic view as a Christian that what the country faced was a fight between dark and light, between good and evil, between the godly and the godless. They claim that that was the incitement to violence. No, that's anti-religious bigotry. I have every right to say that. The Constitution enshrines it. But now free speech of any kind is pointed to as seditious.
Yeah. They're using this whole unselect committee to target any dissidents to the dialectic in this country. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you.
So the real reason that our name appeared on that list alongside Nick Fuentes and Andrew Torba and Wendy Rogers and Joe Arpaio and others is because that movement is growing and it scares the crap out of them. Young Christian Zoomers, Generation Z in this country, are awake to the dialectic and they see what's going on here. They know that it's all fake and they put their trust in God and they're not going to tolerate this mess that a lot of boomers have put us into because of their apathy, period. I want to talk to you about some brain supplements that might wake you up so that you're no longer apathetic, which is going to be the country's downfall. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. These are brain supplements that fire up your brain right away in the morning. The proverbial snooze button, I swear, was hell sent from Satan himself. That snooze button that you hit hundreds of times, or at least dozens of times every morning. The shot of coffee that you absolutely need before you get your brain fired up, before you can interact with people, before you can process information. Put that crap away, man. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters and fill out the survey about yourself and the way that you process information and the way that you critically think. And this will add creativity, focus, drive, clarity, aggression when you need it. All of those things naturally in a safe way that's totally legal and non-addictive. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Check out the brain supplements after you fill out your own personal questionnaire. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, newtopia.com/Stu Peters. According to the fake media, you know, the directors of the big screenplay the whole world is viewing, the people who lie and then laugh and don't care because they're getting Pfizer money. But anyways, according to those people, Nevada has gone blue in each of the last four elections, but it used to be a Republican state, and it probably should still be. They tell us that Joe Biden won the state by barely 30,000 votes in 2020, but who knows how many of those votes were actually legitimate with all of the obvious holes and flaws in the state's election system. The whole damn thing is rigged. Okay, I mean, seriously, it has been for decades. Everything that you see is fake, including Nevada's fake Democrat government that in 2020 simply made full-blown ballot harvesting completely legal. They didn't have any cameras on the state's ballot drop boxes, so there was no way to catch any fraud after it happened. not to suggest that anything would have been done about any fraud, even had they been caught red-handed, because it's all fake. We live in a lawless country. The absence of the rule of law is what you're seeing, which is required, by the way, for totalitarianism or communism or Marxism or whatever ism you want to call it. Those are all fake, too. But while a lot of other supposedly red or purple states are allegedly improving their election systems, Nevada's might be worse than ever. Last year, the Nevada legislature voted to switch to a 100% vote-by-mail election system, basically tailor-made for ballot harvesting and all-around fraud. Nevada also just held a primary election for this fall's races, and yes, you better believe the probable fraud is off the charts. The Clark County Commission just held a meeting to certify the results of those primaries, and the testimony was so damning that a supercut of what people said is going absolutely insanely viral on BitChute. Here's just some of what was said. Despite a court order demanding otherwise, poll watchers weren't allowed to observe counting because workers intentionally blocked their view with chairs and boxes and even temporary walls. Poll watchers were specifically blocked from viewing the adjudication room where election workers have the power to directly manipulate vote totals. Many Republican voters testified about being publicly identified as Republican to everybody at their precinct and then being pointed toward a separate machine. You, go over there. Which many said that they experienced errors that were never actually resolved. Tens of thousands of voters weren't actually allowed to vote in the primary at all for either party because the DMV swapped their ballots to nonpartisan ones and just blamed a glitch that they were powerless to fix. Whoops. Nevada has no voter ID requirement, so people certify their votes with signatures. But many witnesses saw election workers just rapidly clicking through signature verifications without even bothering to look. A whole lot of people testified about receiving ballots at home, sent for people who hadn't lived there for years or who had never lived there at all. No problem. Thanks to Nevada's system, absolutely nothing at all prevents people from just filling out these phantom ballots and submitting them as votes and then being counted as legitimate ones. Not that it matters because it's all fake, but that's what it's like in a society with these bogus mail-in elections. It's pure open season for fraud without limits, which is the entire point. But of course, despite all of this testimony, the Clark County Commission certified the primary results anyways. Just like they will certify the results this fall, just like they will certify the results in 2024, no matter how flagrant the fraud on the ground is, because it's all fake. So what can be done, if anything? Mindy Robinson is a Libertarian candidate for the Nevada Assembly this fall, and she joins us now. Mindy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you. I feel like we're busting at the seams here. We knew what they did in 2020. We knew how they rigged it. So we were kind of ready for the 2022 primaries. And I hate to say it's even worse. Yeah. And it's even more blatant. We've confronted them. As you mentioned, we did 2.5 hours of testimony. It's only 3-minute testimony. Of voters that couldn't vote, poll observers that couldn't observe, complete lack of chain of custody, illegal ballots. They had their party and precinct on the outside, so they could have been messed with. And they decided to certify it anyway. And the thing is, after the room got upset, they laughed at us. They laughed at us. And this was their own races. Some of these were their own races that they were validating. And this is what has happened in Nevada. We've hit a wall. We don't know what to do. We have a 4-time arrested attorney general. We have a governor that gave himself emergency powers to just go over the Constitution. We have a secretary of state that's terming out. She doesn't care. She concreted all this fraud. We have no recourse to go through. There's no constitutional sheriff. You know, the guy who's actually just, and here's the other thing with the primary results. They don't make sense. On top of the fact it was a completely illegal election, you had establishment rhinos winning over grassroots American First candidates that were favored. Some of these people weren't even campaigning, and yet they won. And I think the biggest kicker here is we have to mention, is Joe Lombardo, the sheriff who covered up the Route 91 murders. Like the guy who cannot go in public without getting booed because he just won't answer about it. Supposedly, he won the primary. And no one here believes it. We just don't believe it. There's no one with t-shirts. It's just like a Biden thing.
Well, I mean, this is all reminiscent exactly of Joe Biden. The guy didn't campaign. They locked him in the basement because he was an embarrassment, pooping in his pants every time he walked out somewhere, coughing all over the place, talking about how dangerous COVID was. There were 13 people at all of his rallies. I mean, it's exactly the same thing. So I guess this begs the question, okay? And we have to ask it. It's the elephant in the room. Has the United States have patriots in this country, real people, like not bots and not, you know, algorithms and not AI. I'm talking about like real blue collared American patriots, God fearing, Jesus loving patriots, people, real people like you and I. Have we run out of a political solution?
I think so. We have no recourse. Who do we call when the people we're accusing of committing the fraud are the ones in on it? They're securing their own seats. They're running their own elections. You can't vote your way out of this. You can't legislate your way out of this. And even when we went over the top to try to overwin and get our votes, you know, they couldn't do it. Something's wrong here. And I think people always talk about our country getting taken over. We're already taken over. We have been taken over.
Yeah, you're watching the transition of power from whatever we had before, you know, this illusion of freedom and, you know, the whole Toby Keith, that's the American way, we'll put a boot in your ass, you know. All of that was fake also, by the way, because I don't think that in our lifetimes, Mindy, we've ever actually had real freedom here. It's all been a screenplay. It's all been a movie. It's perpetuated by the media. This global cabal has taken over. There is a round table. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's actually happening. And we're watching the transition of power from whatever that illusion was into the new reality, which is complete subservience to an all-ruling elite class. So if a political solution is off the table, that begs the next question, now what? What's next?
I mean, that's the other tough part. You know, we're good people. We're not going to do what the left does and destroy buildings and hurt people. But we do need to protest. And I understand. I was at the Capitol. I got my FBI visit. I get that they went over the top to punish us and frame us so that we would never protest them again. You can burn down a Target and loot shoes, but you better not protest Congress, you freaking peasants. That's how they think of us.
Right.
So I think we have to have activism. We have to maybe citizens arrest. They're legal in Nevada. If I can prove someone committed a crime, I have a right to arrest them and I have to clear it in court. I mean, we have to think outside the box. We have to help ourselves. The GOP isn't going to save us. They're in on it here. And that's the other realization, I think, for conservatives they have to come to, is it was the GOP that rigged it for establishment candidates because they like the corruption. They like the power that the Democrats, they're not spineless. They know what's going on.
There's no such thing, really. I mean, even as the DNC or the GOP or the RNC, these are all fake. All these are big, massive grifts to take money from people who pull it out from under their couch cushions or wherever they find it, digging deep into their savings to contribute to candidates, fake candidates, who are riling up their base using these talking points where nothing will actually ever come to fruition. It happens with these firebrands in the Republican Party all the time. America first, and then they get up there and they say all these things. And the people who are hurting the worst financially, they like the things that these people are saying, right? So they'll reach into the deepest crevices of their pockets to pull out whatever change they can find loosely jingling around there to throw at these things because they sound so great. And then these people, when they win these elections, will go right back to the very machine that they raised money in the name of destroying and write big checks right back to, oh, I don't know, the McCarthy-controlled NRCC, Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's what she did, $176,000. We have the receipts. I mean, what in the hell is going on here?
When you put people in a position of power, it corrupts. You know, and when you're dealing with the deep state government, everything you've ever done on your phone, they know about. Everything you've done near a phone, they know about. Think of the blackmail they could have on people. Think of the blackmail they can manufacture if they can't find blackmail. I think that our government is out of control. I'm praying that people are waking up to it. And we're looking at a failed system. We are not a constitutional republic. We haven't been probably for 100 years. And I think it's always been messed up. And this is the first time we're really figuring it out because we have social media. And despite the censorship, we can still communicate and figure things out. So it's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think we are growing as a people who are becoming exactly aware of all of the things that we're discussing here today. I think that the number of people who I know in my personal life, I can attest to that, who have said, wow, I had no idea. Well, join the club. I mean, you know, a year and a half ago, I was a bounty hunter chasing, you know, violent offenders and thought that I was doing such a noble thing. And now come to find out all of the things that I know today is it's absolutely insane. And doing this show, of course, I talk to experts and researchers and doctors and, you know, all of this every day, interviewing pundits and whatnot. So I've learned exponentially faster than most, and I've done a lot in my personal life to educate people, but don't you think that that's kind of the answer here originally at its base, at the fundamental, at the foundation, is that people will actually know what is facing us so that we know what we're fighting for and who the enemy is?
Well, that's why they censor us so hard. You're dealing with the war of information. There's no tanks. There's no missiles coming over America. It's all misinformation. It's propaganda. It's fake news. And, you know, social media, we kind of broke out of that. We're like, hey, CNN just used a fake clip. And then that goes viral. We were countering it and we were effective. And now we're pretty suppressed. I've lost my Twitter, all the other stuff. But all these people have questions. They know. You walk around, you know people know something is wrong. They just don't know what. Because you really have to. All I do is dig into this stuff. And I'm constantly, every hour, finding out something new and shocking my government did.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. And I can't imagine how overwhelming it must be if you're just a simple farmer trying to live your life like normal. And you look at this madness. I mean, how do you tell people, hey, by the way, the government's trying to kill you? It really is. They only need enough people to clean their toilets, so they don't need all of us.
And the government is actually trying to buy out that farmer for millions of dollars. Bill Gates, you know, Mr. Depop, so that he can, I don't know, decide to grow some GMO modified mutant type foods or not grow any food at all. And then what do you know? He's heavily invested in a synthetic food. So here, no problem. You can eat these bugs and worms. So knowing all of this stuff, what is Mindy Robinson going to do? What are your next steps so that maybe other Americans can find some guidance?
Like a good American, I'm going to plod through my race, my candidacy here for Assembly 35. I should win. I'm up against two people that are not politically active, that have done nothing, and I've built a name literally helping everybody. I'm a libertarian. You can't even argue about party. I should win, but it's probably not going to happen. They're probably not going to let me. But I'm going to go through the motions. I'm working with Robert Beatles, Joey Gilbert. They are suing. They're absolutely suing the state like 10 different ways to Sunday of all the illegality. Never mind the fraud, but the illegality of the elections that were just held. We just had an event yesterday. We had people from Utah, Colorado, Arizona. It's the same thing. It's not just Nevada. People are hitting this wall where it's the authorities that are cheating, and now we have no authorities. So I'm going to keep doing my candidacy. I'm going to keep prepping. I'm going to keep canning and saving up food and ammo and all the things we should be doing anyway. And, you know, worst case scenario, our country collapses and they're going to need leaders to come in and be like, it's not that bad. You do this, you do that, and kind of rebuild the country. That's kind of how I see it. When that happens, I don't know. I'm trying to do this through legislation, but unless people get madder, it's just going to be a few angry people.
It's got to hit their doorsteps. I mean, it has to affect them personally. A lot of Americans, sadly, they don't get the big picture. It has to come right to their doorstep. And believe me, that's coming very soon. It's in the very near future. People are getting frustrated. I think that as good people and as people who follow Jesus and love God and as people who believe in a peaceful remedy, that our party and our type of people, you're libertarian, I guess I'm not part of that party, or any party, I'm part of the dissident.
You probably are.
I'm part of the dissident party is what I am. I don't believe in parties, actually, because they're all fake. But I think that people are largely becoming frustrated, and that's why a lot of people, the rhetoric is spiking up to 1776 again. I mean, you hear it. You see it on clothing all over the place. People are talking about this as if it's going to go kinetic and turn violent, as if there's no other way out of this. Obviously, that's not what we would ask for. Obviously, if there is a resolve peacefully, we want to find that. And whatever this thing boils down to, whatever the red line is, I just pray that it happens while I am still fit and able so that my kids don't have to be a part of whatever this is. But the time to act is obviously right now. I mean, we need to get behind the exposure of all of this information, putting it out there so that the masses understand exactly what it is that's going on, so that they can learn that all of this is fake and know the medical establishment industrial complex is not there because they care about your health. And no, the government isn't involved with two parties, Republican and Democrat. It is a uniparty, and they're all sold out with, like you said, blackmail and bribery material to the global cabal, the round table of people who are manipulating people into believing that there is this illusion of freedom that's actually real, and it's not real. The Constitution has been shred. They don't care. They're laughing in your face when you're upset at meetings because they know it doesn't matter what you say, you little serf. Just go down and sit down and shut up and take your weekly injections and eat whatever we tell you to and starve this week and have your power out next week. And I mean, it's just all fake. All of these like temporary surges and planning for power outages and a temporary outage here and there. It's all fake. It's all planned. Everything that you see is a huge movie, and I just want people to know that so that when it hits their doorstep, they're like, oh, this is just part of the movie.
Yeah, I want to see the McDonald's crowd miss a few meals and then see if they join our cause in this freedom, because I think you're right. It has to hit home for them or people don't care. And, you know, it's going to hit them really hard. I'm ready. I got 3 years of food. I can hunt. I'll eat a pigeon if I have to. But these people, they're going to go hungry. And
I'm going to have Lauren. Lauren's got to write this down. I need the address for my bug out location, Mindy Robinson's place. That's where I'm going. You keep doing your part, young lady, because you're doing an amazing job. Seriously, the assembly there needs you. Nevada needs you. And the people of America need a lot more people like you. Mindy Robinson, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian owned, kingdom operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's work. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.